Say your children. Lord, you are in the hearts of the peace with the will of men. Lord, you are in the hearts of the peace with the will of men. And Lord, open all my lips and my mouth.
Time for the Lord to bless us.
Bless us, our God, who is now there, and leads to be.
Amen. And pray for me.
The Lord God, direct your steps to every good work.
Remember me, holiness.
The Lord God, remember you in the seventh kingdom, always, now, and ever, and leads to be.
Amen. The Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth, shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth, shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth, shall show forth thy praise.
Bless, Master,
who is in the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
of the whole world and the estate of the holy churches of God and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. The Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release and from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the President of our country, all civil authorities and the armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Remembrance, our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady with earth, giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other, and all our life unto Christ our
Lord.
For unto thee are all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen. O Lord, I have cried out unto thee.
but like a sheep led to the slaughter, so will he be compassionate of her mankind.
For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he will deliver Israel from all his iniquities.
Hey, what about the last of the meaning of the Bible, so the meaning of the
touches the mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot. Whether beast or man, he shall not live. Whether the trumpet sound a long blast, they shall come up to the mountain. So Moses went down by the mountain to the people, and consecrated the people. And they washed their garments. And he said to the people, be ready by the third day, and do not go near a woman. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kettle, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder.
This time,
you are to look at my words indeed. فكرت تحت السابع انقذني من اعدائي يا الله نجني من الذين يسمعون العذاب
wisdom
قراءه كتاب ايوب الصديق
let's be attentive
اجاب الرب ايوب العاصي وقال من هذا الذي يلمس المشروع باقوال ليس من العلم بشيء اشتد مطلوبك مطلوب رجل اني ساسالك فاخبرني اين كنت حين اسست الارض بين ان كنت تعلم الحكمه من وضع مقاديرها ان كنت تعلم ام من بنى عليها الخلق على اي شيء اقرت قواعدها ام من وضع حجر زاويتها اذ كان كواكب الصبح تنجم جميعا وكل بني الله يهتفون ومن حجز البحر بابواب قيل دفع مره إذا جعلت النظام لباسا له والنجم قواطا وفرضت عليه حكمي وجعلت له مغاليق وأبوابا وقلت لي هنا تبلغ ولا تعدو وهنا يسكن طغيان أمواجه أنت في أيامك أمرت الصبح وعرفت الوجه موضعه يأخذ بأطراف الأرض فينفض المنافقون عنه تتحول بالطين الخاتم ويشكو كل شيء كلباس لها ويمنع المنافقون نورهم وتحط الذراع المرتفع هل اقتربت الى لجج البحر ام تخطيت في مسارع الامر هل فتحت لك فتحت لك ابواب الموت ام عاينت ابواب ضلال الموت هل احط بعرض الارض اصفر مخبرا كنت عالما بكل ذلك اين الطريق الى مقر النور والظلمه اين محلها فانك انت تبلغها الى حدودها وتعرف طرق مساكنها نعم تعرفها لأنك حينئذ كنت قد ولدت وعدد أيامك كثيرا فأجاب أيوب الرب وقال قد علمت أنك قادر على كل أمر فلا يتعطل عليك مراد من الذي يلبس المشهور من غير علم إني قد قطعت بها لا أدرك فمعجزات تفوقني ولا أعلمها أسمع فأتكلم أسألك فأخبرني كنت قد سمعت لسمعتكم أما الآن فعلمني قدرات
wisdom.
The reading is from the book of Isaiah.
Let us be attentive.
The Lord God has given the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with his word, him that is weak. Morning by morning he awakens, my ear, to hear of as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned my back. I gave my back to the smithers. In my shame to those who broke out of fear, I hid my face, not my face, from shame and spitting. For the Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been confounded. Therefore I accept the face of being good. And I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare my guilty? Beware of all who wear out bloody garments. The mouth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord who raised the voice of the servant, who walks in the darkness and has no light? Yet trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who set the way of the light, walk by the light of your fire and by the branch which you have kindled. This shall you have for my hand. You shall lie down in torment.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For holy art thou, Lord God, and to thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
And to the ages.
Thank you.
wisdom.
Reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. This is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves truly, we should not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are chastened so that we may not be condemned along with the world."
Peace be to you, reader.
And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" Jesus said, "Go into the city to a certain one and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, Jesus sat at table with his 12 disciples. And knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, Jesus rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not know now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but he is clean all over, and you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "You are not all clean." When he had washed his feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." And as they were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him, one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Is it I, Master?" Jesus said to him, "You have said so." Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I shall not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter declared to him, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go yonder and pray." And taking with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then Jesus said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." And there appeared to Jesus an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And getting up from prayer, Jesus came to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." Again for the 2nd time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, thy will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, Jesus went away and prayed for the 3rd time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I shall kiss is the man, seize him." And he came up to Jesus at once and said, "Hail, Master!" And Judas kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, why are you here?" Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me. Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this is taking place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter followed him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the elders of the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus was silent, and the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so, but I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has uttered blasphemy. Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard now his blasphemy. What is your judgment?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spat in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that struck you?" Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a maid came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But Peter denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you mean." And when he had went out to the porch, another maid saw him and said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again, Peter denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then Peter began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately the cock crowed, and Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the
Christ. We heard a great deal in the gospel reading this morning.
it's almost more than I can absorb. And as you know, we'll be absorbing much more this evening. But there's one thing that really struck me in the gospel reading this morning, and that is the sense over and over, and especially in two instances, of Christ being by himself. Obviously, the authorities and the Jewish people are out to get him. He's a threat to them. But the two that really stick out, and I would almost say as bookends in the group, the small group of the 12 that were with him, are Judas and Peter. I was reading last night in the Synoxarian for Holy Thursday on how Judas, who betrayed him, was the first in line for the washing of the feet. He thought so much of himself. And there he was, the one who had betrayed the Lord, who didn't hear the words to take the least seat at the table, to wash the feet of others, to be at the head, you must be the least. There he was at the head, to have his feet washed first. And that same interpretation of these events by the fathers of the church said that Peter was the last. And so there the least of the apostles put himself, you can see him kind of fighting his way to the front of the line to have his feet washed. And the greatest, who was to be the greatest of the apostles, is there humbly taking his place at the end. Which in a sense is very unlike Peter. Peter, who was the strong one, the one who always jumped forward to declare his loyalty and so forth. But what really strikes me is that both of them betrayed Christ. Judas gave him up. Peter ran away. So there's Peter. I'll be with you to the end, Lord. I'll die for you. And then toward the end, not quite at the end, he runs away. He hears the cock crow three times, and he runs. And later, as his eyes meet Jesus' eyes, he realizes that he's betrayed him. And he weeps bitterly. So whereas Judas betrayed him, he offered nothing up later. Peter betrayed him, but he offered up his entire heart. And of course, we know that he lived his entire life, even to the death, in the coming days for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, what a wonderful thing it is we are here today to remember the institution of the Last Supper, the mystical supper, the supper by which we all receive nourishment and strength. There's a psalm in the prayers of preparation for Holy Communion, I think it's Psalm 115, where it speaks of, what can I give back to the Lord? You know, Peter gave tears and the rest of his life. And there's a psalm that's read in preparation for Holy Communion. It says, What can I give to the Lord for all that he has given to me? And the next verse of that psalm is, I will receive the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. That's a psalm. It's in Old Testament times. It's well before the institution of the Holy Supper. It's before the Lord gave us his body and blood. But it tells us there, what more can we do than to come humbly and to receive the Lord? What else can we give to Him? Because in receiving Him, we give Him our faith. We physically come to Him. No matter what doubts we have in our hearts and our minds, we've taken them and pushed them away, and we come to receive Him, trusting. And then through that receiving, He gives everything to us. He gives us the ability to step to the back of the line, like Peter. He gives us the ability to wash the feet of our brothers and sisters, to be a servant. He gives us the ability to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And He even gives us the ability that when we fall away, which we will do, to weep and return. Those are my three thoughts on this morning. There is nothing greater that the Lord gives to us than His body and His blood. And there is nothing greater that we can do than to receive it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who gives His body and blood to us on earth.
You can please stand.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by Thy grace, wisdom.
now and ever, unto the ages of ages.
Our Father, which art in Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Episcopate of the whole Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the President of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces in defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember in His heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, unto ages of ages. This holy oblation is those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahara, Drula, Selma, Asma, Georgette, Khaled, Miriam, Natalie, Emil, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Ronald, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nutley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, Frank, Karen, and Mary, Ferris, Sahar, Layla, Crystal, and Nicholas, Shadi, Natalie, the newborn, Ila, Michael, Ola, newborn, George, Ryan, Lindsay, the newborn, Haley, Marie, Hyman, Diana, the newborn, Yasmin, our expectant parents, Katrina, and Gary, and Rod, and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember His heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Lord God, servants of God, depart this life, and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven. Especially your servant, Hilda, and newly departed servants, Linda, Martha, Michael, Donna, Elham, George, Honey, Noel, and Barbara. May the Lord God remember His heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember His heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
things good and profitable for our souls, and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Our Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and in the defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Calling to remembrance our own holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ.
Together with thine all holy and great life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confess.
Who art unoriginate in
invisible, incomprehensible, uncircumscript, immutable, the Father of our Lord, the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our hope, who is the image of thy goodness, the seal of equal type, himself showing forth thee, the Father, the living Word, the true God, the wisdom before all ages, the light, sanctification, power, the true life, through whom the Holy Spirit was manifested, the Spirit of truth, the gift of adoption, the pledge of the inheritance to come, the first fruits of eternal good things, and the life-giving power, the fountain of sanctification, by whom enable every rational and intelligent creature to serve thee and ascribe to thee perpetual praise, for all things are thy servants, yea, angels and archangels, thrones, dominions, principalities, authorities, powers, and the many-eyed cherubim praise thee. Round about thee stand the six-winged seraphim, with two they cover their faces, with two their feet, and with two they fly, continually crying out to one another with unceasing praises, singing the triumphal hymns, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord, sanctified, heaven and earth are filled with thy glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. With these blessed powers, O Master, and others, mankind, we sinners also do cry aloud and say, Holy art thou, the truth of all holy, and there are no bounds to the majesty of thy goodness. Be just our power and thy words, for the righteousness of true justice, and the Lord of all things worth. When thou fashion that taking of the dust of the earth, and adopt the people of thy own initial bounds, thou wilt set up the fair light of Christ, promising and enlightening the church of the age, right, and everlasting good things. Provided for him the salvation of regeneration, which is in thy Christ himself. Yet thou did not turn thyself away forever from thy creature whom thou hast made, O good one, neither didst thou forget the work of thy hands, but thou didst visit him in thy diverse manner, through thy tender mercies, thou didst send forth prophets, thou didst perform mighty works by thy holy ones, who in every generation were well pleasing unto thee. Thou didst speak to us by the mouths of thy servants, the prophets, who foretold unto us the salvation which was to come. Thou didst give us the law as an aid, and thou didst appoint guardian angels, and when the fullness of time was come, thou didst speak unto us through thy Son himself, by whom also thou madest the ages, who, being the brightness of thy glory and the express image of thy person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, thought it not robbery to be equal to thee, the God and Father. But though he was God before all the ages, yet he appeared on earth and dwelt among men, and was incarnate of a holy virgin, and emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, becoming conformed to the body of our lowliness, that he might make us conformable to the image of his glory. For as by man sin entered into the world, and by sin death, so it seemed good unto that only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of thee, the God and Father, to be born of a woman, the holy birth giver of God and of a virgin Mary, to be born under the law that he might condemn sin in his flesh, that they who were dead in Adam might be made alive in him thy Christ, and becoming a citizen of this world and giving commandments of salvation, he released us from the delusion of idols and brought us into a knowledge of thee, the true God and Father, having won us unto himself for his own people, a royal priest and a holy nation, He gave himself a ransom to death, whereby we were held, sold into bondage under sin, and having descended into Hades through the cross, that he might fill all things with himself. He loosed the pains of death, and rose again on the third day, making a way for all flesh unto the resurrection from the dead. For it was not possible that the offer of life should be held by corruption, that he might be the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep, the firstborn from the dead, that he might be in all things the first among all. Ascending into heaven, he sat down at the right hand of thy majesty on high, and he shall come again to render unto every man according to his works. And he has left with us as memorials of his saving passion these things which we have set forth according to his commandments. For when he was about to go to his voluntary and ever memorable and life-giving death, in the night in which he gave himself up for the life of the world, he took bread in his holy and immaculate hand, and when he had shown it unto thee, the God and Father, and given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins. In like manner, having taken the cup of the fruit of the vine, and mingled it and given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me, for as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim my death and confess my resurrection. Wherefore, O Master, we also have in remembrance his saving passion and life-giving cross, his three-day entombment and resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven and sitting at the right hand of thee, the God and Father, and his glorious and fearful second coming, and offering unto thee thine own, of thine own, in behalf of all and for all. We bless thee, blessed be the thanks of thee, O Lord, we pray unto thee, O Lord God.
We bless thee.
Wherefore, O holy Master, we go to thy sin, Lord, for thy servant, who will be able to minister of thy will, not of our own righteousness, we have done no good deed of our own, but because of thy mercies and compassion, which thou hast richly poured out upon us, and thou told us to draw near for thy holy altar, in presenting unto thee the antitype of the holy body and blood of thy Christ, we pray thee and implore thee, O Holy of Holies, by the favor of thy goodness, that thy Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts here spread forth, and bless them, and hallow them, and show.
Bless, Master, the holy bread.
This bread to be itself, the precious body of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Bless, Master, the holy cup.
And this cup to be itself, the precious blood of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bless both, Master, which was shed for the life of the world and its salvation.
Amen, amen, amen.
And as for us partakers of the one bread and of the cup, do thou unite all to one another unto communion of the one Holy Spirit, and grant that no one of us may partake of the holy body and blood of thy Christ under judgment or under condemnation, but rather that we may find mercy and grace with all the holy ones who through the ages have been well pleasing unto thee, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, teachers of every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all-holy Immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary.
Be mindful, Lord, of all those who have lived in virginity and reverence, in asceticism, and who lead a godly way of life. Be mindful, O Lord, of all civil authorities and our armed forces. Grant them a secure and lasting peace. Speak good things into their hearts concerning thy church and all thy people, that we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peaceful life in our reverence and godliness. Establish the good in thy goodness, and make good the evil by thy benevolence. Be mindful, Lord, of the people here present, of those who are absent for reasonable cause, and have mercy upon them and upon us according to the multitude of thy mercy. Fill their treasuries with every good thing. Maintain their marriage bonds in peace and concord. Rear the infants, guide the young, support the aged, encourage the faint-hearted. Collect the scattered and turn them from their wandering astray, and unite them to thy holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Set at liberty those who are vexed by unclean spirits. Travel with those who journey by land and sea and air. Defend the widows, protect the orphans, free the captives, heal the sick, and be mindful, O God, of those who are under judgment, in the mines, in exile, in bitter servitude, in every tribulation, necessity, and danger, and all who beseech thy great loving kindness. And be mindful, Lord our God, of those who love us, and those who hate us, and those who have enjoyed us unworthy that we be to pray for them, and of all thy people, and upon them all pour out thy rich mercy, granting to all their petitions which are unto salvation. And those who we, through ignorance or forgetfulness of the multitude of names, have not remembered, do thou thyself remember, O God, who knows the time of life and name of each, and knows every man even from his mother's womb. For thou, O Lord, art the helper of the helpless, the hope of the hopeless, the savior of the storm-tossed, the haven of the voyager, the physician of the sick. Be thou thyself all things to all men, O thou who knows every man his petition, his dwelling place, and his need. Deliver, O Lord, this city and every city and countryside from famine, plague, earthquake, flood, fire, the sword, foreign invasion, and civil war. Among the first, be mindful, O Lord, of our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, and our Bishop Anthony, whom through thy grant of thy holy churches, in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, and rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And for those who offer these precious and holy gifts to the Lord our God, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly order, and for their salvation, for the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering and of all mankind.
Now and ever unto ages of ages.
And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
Having commemorated all the saints again and again, peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
On the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
We
add our Lord, that our God, who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly, and ideal altar as the savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ.
Without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Sacrifice the idols and cease
and all the earth does bring unto thee the sacrifice of praise. Having united and completed is the Immaculate Body and precious blood for the preservation of those who receive unto life everlasting. Amen. For the remission of the sins and unto life everlasting. Amen. God, grace unto thee, the sinner, and mercy upon me. O God, grace unto thee, the sinner, and mercy upon me. O God, grace unto thee, the sinner, and mercy upon me. Forgive me, brother, fellow ministers. Forgive me, brothers. Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lo, I draw near to mortal King and our God, the precious and the holy body of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Depart unto me, the unworthy priest Joseph, for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe, O Lord, and I confess that Thou art truly the Christ,
the Son of the living God, who didst come to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And I believe that this is truly Thy immaculate Father, and this is truly Thy precious blood. Wherefore I pray Thee, have mercy upon me, and forgive my transgressions, both voluntary and involuntary. Of word and deed, of knowledge and ignorance, and make me worthy to partake without condemnation of thy hand of mysteries, unto the remission of my sins, and unto life everlasting. Amen. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, accept me today as a communion, for I am sweet of thy mysteries to thy enemies. Neither will I give thee any success with Judas, but like that evil I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. Not of judgment, nor of condemnation. We might partake of thy own existence, O Lord, but to do the ease of the soul of God.
Oh, Wash away, O Lord, the sins of all those here commemorated by thy precious blood, through the prayers of all the saints.
Of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ, remission of sins and of life and lasting peace.
And betrayed you to the lawless wolves, O immortal King. before he had dipped his hand into the bowl. Now he takes a rope to hang himself, for he pointed Jesus out to the lawless high priest by a kiss, saying, "The one I kiss is your man. Seize him." Judas, you outlaw, your love for money proved to be a snare to condemnation. We, the faithful, with great longing, have partaken of your pure and life-giving body and blood. In love, in fear, and in faith, we worship and glorify the suffering on the cross, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Because of his seed of his exceeding goodness, Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-wonderful apostles, of our Father among the saints, Basil, the great Archbishop of Caesarea in Cappadocia, whose liturgy we've celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Everyone's invited to our little meal, potluck meal, in the hall. Then this evening we begin the Matin service with the 12 Passion Gospels, and of course the carrying of the cross of Christ. Which will take place at the beginning at 6:30. Tomorrow morning we have a royal hours for Pascha that begins at 9 o'clock, and then the rest for tomorrow afternoon, and then the evening starts at 6:30.
Receive me to the
Oh,